Ashura. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Tamim, Ain Sin Kaf. Thus Allah Almighty, the All-Wise, sends His revelation to you, O Muhammad, as He sent to other Rasuls before you. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. He is the Supreme, the Great. The heavens might have almost broken apart from above those who are elevating Allah's creatures to His rank, if the angels would have not been glorifying their Rabb with His praise and begging forgiveness for those on earth. Behold, surely it is Allah who is oft forgiving, most merciful. Though take others as their guardians besides Him, Allah Himself is watching them, and O Prophet, you are not the disposer of their affairs. Thus have we revealed to you this Quran in Arabic, so that you may warn the residents of the mother city and its suburbs, and forewarn them of the day of assembly about which there is no doubt, when some will go to paradise and others to the blazing fire. If Allah wanted, He could have made all of them a single nation, but He admits to His mercy whom He pleases. As for the wrongdoers, they will have no protector nor helper. Have they set up other guardians beside Him, while Allah alone is the guardian? It is He who gives life to the dead, and it is He who has power over all things. O Prophet, tell them, whatever the subject of your dispute is, its judgment belongs to Allah. Such is Allah, my Rabb. In Him I have put my trust, and to Him I turn in repentance. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, He has made for you mates from among yourselves, and also mates among the cattle from their own kind. By this means does He multiply you. There is no one like Him. He alone hears all and sees all. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He gives abundantly to whom He pleases, and sparingly to whom He wills. He is the knower of everything. He has ordained for you the same deen which He enjoined on Nuh, and which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and which we enjoined on Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. Establish the deen of Al-Islam and make no division in it. Intolerable for the mushrikeen is that to which you, O Muhammad, call them. Allah chooses for His service whom He wills, and guides to His way only those who turn to Him in repentance. The people did not become divided into sects until after knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. Your Rabb not issued the word to defer their punishment till an appointed time, the matter would have already been settled between them. The fact is that those who were made to inherit the book after them are surely in disquieting doubt concerning it. Therefore, call them to the true deen. Stay firm on the right way as you are commanded, and do not follow their vain desires. Tell them, I believe in whatever Allah has revealed from the book, and I am commanded to do justice between you. Allah is our Rabb and your Rabb. We are responsible for our deeds and you for yours. Let there be no dispute among us. Allah will bring us all together on the day of judgment and decide as to who is right and who is wrong, and to Him is the final return. Those who dispute concerning Allah after pledging obedience to Him, their dispute is futile in the sight of their Rabb. On them is His wrath, and for them there will be a terrible punishment. It is Allah who has revealed this book with the truth and balance. What will make you realize that perhaps the hour of doom may be fast approaching? Only those who deny it seek to hasten it on, but the believers dread its coming and know that its coming is the truth. Behold, those who dispute concerning the hour of doom are far astray. Allah is very kind to His servants. He gives sustenance to whom He pleases. He is the powerful, the almighty. He who desires the harvest of the hereafter shall be given manyfold increase in his harvest, and he who desires the harvest of this world, a share of it shall be given to him, but in the hereafter he shall have no share at all. Have they made sharaka who, in the practice of their faith, have made lawful to them what Allah has not allowed? Had a decision of making the decision on the day of judgment not been issued already, the matter would have certainly been decided between them. Surely the wrongdoers will have a painful punishment. You will see that the wrongdoers will be fearing the bad consequences of their deeds, which will surely befall them. While those who believe and do good deeds shall dwell in the luxurious gardens of paradise and shall receive from their Rabb all that they wish for, that will surely be the magnificent blessing. Such blessing is the good news which Allah gives to His servants who believe and do good deeds. O Prophet, say to them, I do not ask you any recompense except your love for being my close relatives. He that does a good deed shall be repaid many times over. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most appreciative. They say, He has forged a falsehood against Allah. But if Allah so willed, He could have sealed your heart. In fact, Allah blots out falsehood and vindicates the truth by His words. Surely He knows everything that is hidden in your breast. It is He who accepts repentance from His servants and pardons their sins, and He knows whatever you do. He answers the prayers of those who believe and do good deeds and gives them even more out of His bounty. As for the unbelievers, they shall have severe punishment. Had Allah bestowed abundance upon His servants, they would have transgressed beyond bounds in the earth. That is why He sends down in due measure as He pleases. He is well aware and observant of His servants. It's He who sends down rain even after they have lost all hope and spreads His mercy. He alone is the praiseworthy guardian. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the living creatures that He has spread in both of them, and He is capable of gathering them all together whenever He wants. Whatever affliction befalls you is the result of what your own hands have done, even though for many of your misdeeds He grants forgiveness. You cannot frustrate anything in the earth, and there is no protector or helper for you besides Allah. Among His signs are the ships, which look like mountains upon the ocean. If He wants, He can cause the wind to become still and leave them motionless on their backs. Surely, in this example, there are signs for every person who patiently endures and is grateful. He may cause them to drown in consequence of even a few of their misdeeds, though He forgives many of their misdeeds. Those who dispute over our revelations should know that there is no escape for them. Whatever you are given is nothing but a provision for the transitory life of this world. Better and everlasting is the reward which Allah has for those who believe, put their trust in their Rabb, avoid major sins and shameful deeds, forgive even when they are angry, answer the call of their Rabb, establish Salah, conduct their affairs with mutual consultation, spend out of the sustenance which we have given them, and when they are oppressed, help and defend themselves. The recompense for an injury is an injury proportionate to it. But if a person forgives and makes reconciliation, he shall be rewarded by Allah. He does not like the wrongdoers. Those who avenge themselves when wronged cannot be blamed. The blameworthy are those who oppress their fellow men and conduct themselves with wickedness and injustice in the land. It is they who will have painful punishment. Those who endure with fortitude and forgive others surely exhibit great courage in conducting their affairs. He whom Allah lets go astray has no protector after him. When they will face the punishment, you will see the wrongdoers exclaim, "Is there any way back to the world?" You will see them brought before, awed and humiliated, looking at it with stealthy glances. The true believers will say, the real losers indeed are those who have lost themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Beware, surely the wrongdoers shall suffer everlasting punishment. They shall have no protectors who could help them besides Allah. The one whom Allah lets go astray has no way of escape. Answer the call of your Rabb before that day arrives which cannot be averted against the will of Allah. There shall be no refuge for you on that day, nor shall you be able to deny your sins. Now, if they give no heed, they should know that we have not sent you, O Muhammad, to be their keeper. Your only duty is to convey my message. Man is such that when we give him a taste of our mercy, he is very happy about it. But when through his own fault and evil afflicts him, he becomes utterly ungrateful. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever he pleases. He gives daughters to whom he pleases and gives sons to whom he pleases. To some, he gives both sons and daughters and makes barren whom he will. Surely, he is all knowledgeable, all powerful. It is not vouchsafed to any human being that Allah should speak to him face to face. He speaks either through inspiration or from behind a veil, or through sending a messenger authorized by him to reveal his will. Surely he is most high, most wise. Thus have we revealed to you, O Muhammad, a spirit by our command, while you did not know what is the book and what is the iman, but we have made it a light whereby we guide those of our servants whom we please, and surely you are guiding mankind to the right way, the way of Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Beware, all affairs will eventually return to Allah for decision. Surah Az-Zukhruf,